Mark that. Dwayne Lucas is 69.
Horse impact.
Not really sure I'd call him a spare.
If you're in a fake sport, you're a spare.
Rick Manning, 50.
I believe he's... We go to the last team of employment for this bit.
No.
I don't really think so. Here's the Terminator.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's the team he's most closely associated with.
Yeah. What about Lederhosen?
No.
I'm not doing that.
It gets worse every time.
It really does. I'm not doing it.
Hartley Dykes, 38.
Oklahoma State.
You know, starting tomorrow, we're just going to say what's coming up on your show, and that's all we're doing.
That is the first guy that Jimmy Johnson.
Well, he went to the highest bidder, too.
And Jimmy paid him the most.
Boy, wasn't he supposed to be great?
He was in college.
Was he really?
But he was supposed to be a lot better than he turned out in college.
He was an All-American.
I don't think he was an All-American.
Yes, Hartley Dykes.
I don't think you've ever made an All-American team.
Hitler mustache?
And there's always a spare All-American every year.
Yeah, Grego. You want to bet?
You know, the Psycho Dave's beat me down so bad with that decent butthead half drop that I've lost all life for us. So I don't know. Yeah, I'll bet a Hitler mustache on anything.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, all right. I'm so beaten.
Carlos Valderrama, 43.
Cocaine.
I think you mean Maradona, don't you?
I think he had a little damage with it, too.
He might have.
The crazy-haired guy?
Yeah.
Is he that great?
He was all right.
Although he played in the missile?
His wheels came off in the MLS the last couple of years, and that was kind of sad. But James Willis is 32.
So it's tough to watch.
What you talking about?
Nah.
And I might be mistaken here, but if I was an Eagles fan, wouldn't I say that was the guy who returned a Troy Aikman pass 100 yards at Texas Stadium?
I believe you would.
To defeat the world champion. Oh, I wasn't listening. You were looking at me the whole time.
No, I'm just a fan. I'm just a fan.
Zeb walked in.
Well, you tell me. Who was it?
I don't know.
100-yard return to beat the world champion Cowboys at Texas Stadium?
Okay.
Less than 10 years ago, and you don't know who it was.
I don't remember. I don't. I have a horrible memory. I don't remember, and I'm proud of it.
Well, we'll get Meredith in here.
She'll probably know. She'll probably know.
To represent for the real Eagle fans.
Born on this day, now dead, Albert Spalding.
Spalding.
He got great balls.
He got nothing and liked it, apparently.
Dead on this day, still dead, Dr. Christian Barnard, who performed the first known human heart transplant in 1967. He was from a country called South Africa.
Ooh.
Yes, South Africa. I'm married to a woman from South Africa. I've never been there, never visited there. I'm allowed to be beaten down.
This is the first South African reference in over a week.
It's yesterday.
Yeah, Tyler, what do you think?
Those doctors in South Africa.
Did you take out a... Oh, dear. Had a joke. Didn't he take out a black guy's heart and replace it with a brick?
No.
A brick.
Just to prove that apartheid was good.
Yeah. Corby has a point here.
They replaced it with a what?
A brick.
A brick.
Wow.
He sewed him up and called it the first successful heart transplant ever.
So abrasive.
Look at him. It's fine.
Fine.
He held up nicely.
Snake.
Hey, man.
What?
Soda.
Snake.
Soda.
Snake.
Got a break.
Snake.
Cobra. Snake.
Snake.
Snake. Cobra.
The hard line.